The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, "Thus it is written that the Christ would suffer and rise from the dead on the third day, and that repentance for the forgiveness of sins would be preached in his name to all nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things. And behold, I am sending the promise of my Father upon you. But stay in the city until you are clothed with power from on high." Then he led them out as far as Bethany, raised his hands, and blessed them. As he blessed them, he parted from them and was taken up to heaven. They did him homage, and then returned to Jerusalem with great joy. And they were continually in the temple praising God. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, today we celebrate the feast of the Ascension of the Lord. A glorious and awe-inspiring event that marks not only the physical departure of Jesus from this world, but also the unfolding of a divine mission entrusted to us. The Ascension is not merely an end of Jesus' earthly life, it is the beginning of our sacred call to continue the work on this earth. After his resurrection, Jesus spent 40 days with his disciples. These were not ideal days. They were the days of deep preparation, a days of spiritual formation, a days of quiet empowerment. Jesus spoke to them, walked with them, dined with them, and opened their minds to understand the Scripture. He was sowing the seed of faith, courage, and vision for the mission ahead. The Ascension was the final visible act of his earthly ministry. But it was not a farewell, it was a transition. Christ ascended, yet but not to abandon us. He ascended to reign with the Father and to send his Spirit so that we may be his hands, his feet, and his heart in the world. Our divine mandate, just before ascending, Jesus gave to his disciple their final command. A commission not just to keep the faith, but to proclaim it boldly to all creation. This is what we call the Omega Commission. The last command, the crown of all his teaching. That means, Omega means the last letter of the Greek alphabet, symbolizes the completion of his earthly instruction and the beginning of our apostolic mission. He had taught them to forgive, to serve, to love, to feed the hungry, to wash the feet of his disciples, the poor. Now he sent them out to the corner of the world to proclaim the good news, not just with words, but with transformed lives. We too are entrusted with this mission, not as a burden, but as a privilege. So, my dear friends, you and I are called to continue what Jesus began. Ambassador of the ascended Christ, that is why St. Paul tells us we are the ambassador for Christ. After his ascension, Christ is no longer physically visible, but his presence is made known through us in our homes, in our workplace, and parishes and the street. Every time we speak a word of hope, every time we extend a hand of compassion, we make the ascended Christ present in this world. That is why in the Gospel of Luke it says, Jesus sent his disciples two by two to a different town where he himself intended to go. This is profound. When you go to someone with a message of Jesus, you are going ahead of him. You are preparing the hearts for his arrival. Your witness becomes the road on which Christ travels to meet another soul. Empowered to live in victory, Jesus did not send his disciple with the empty handed. He promised the signs and wonders, victory over evil, healing of the sick, protection in danger. So, my dear friends, these are not just poetic assurance. They are real spiritual gifts granted to those who live and preach the gospel in faith. So, my dear friends, we are not powerless. We are not alone. We are empowered by the risen and ascended Lord. Let us stop living in fear and starting with victory in the walking with the victory with Jesus that has already won for us. We read in the Acts of the Apostles how Peter healed the crippled man simply by invoking the name of Jesus. But notice that the miracle followed after disciples began to preach, not before. Grace accompanies the mission. So, power follows obedience. If you are waiting for a miracle before stepping out in faith, you may be waiting forever. But if you step out in faith, the miracle will follow. So act now. Be bold. Be loving. Be Christ. Make Christ visible to others. The Feast of Ascension is not just about Jesus going to heaven. It is about heaven coming to earth through us. Jesus has taken his seat at the right hand of God. But he continues his mission through you and through me. So let us ask yourselves today, have I led at least one soul to closer to Christ? Maybe someone in your family, in the neighbors, or you are a stranger. Your life might be the only Bible someone ever reads. Your love might be the only sermon someone ever hears. Let us make Christ visible through our words, our choices, our lives. Let the fragrance of Jesus, his compassion, his mercy, his truth, spread through us. That is why St. Paul says, we are the aroma of Christ. Brothers and sisters, the cloud may have hidden him from sight, but faith reveals him in every act of love. Let us now go forth and live the ascension, not as an event of the past, but as a mission of the present. Amen.